This is episode number 2248 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 12th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
All right, so Denise Richards, you know, she had... Mom and Dad weren't too fond of the daughter, you know, joining OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And then Denise Richards...
She did stick up for her where Charlie didn't first, right?
And so then Denise thought, because Sammy got a lot of backlash for opening the account.
Yeah.
And Denise had heard of OnlyFans, but she wasn't real educated on what it was. And so, but here's what I find interesting is that she said, once I started to learn about it, I really think that the creators of the site really took the best of every platform of social media and put it onto one site.
As long as Pornhub is part of the platforms, right? Is that?
Because evidently she says you own your content.
Well, I get that. Everybody feels very important. You know, they feel like that's the most important part is that they own their own content.
Because the other sites, they can sell your content.
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram and all of those, you give up your pictures. Yeah.
So she said she has some hesitation. And then she said, well, you know, Sammy's on it, so I'm going to be supportive, that type of thing. And so she said... she feels that it's empowering for the creators to be their true, authentic self.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
For some reason, I still don't know that Denise Richards really knows what OnlyFans is really all about.
I don't know. Because there's a lot of porn stars on there. And a lot of porn wannabeers.
Does she... Maybe she thinks that her daughter's just going to go post some pictures.
Fairly innocent boudoir pictures, yeah. Right? Maybe, you know, in lingerie.
In a bikini.
In bikini pictures. Lingerie. You know, she's fully clothed.
And maybe Denise Richards is only posting bikini pictures.
Maybe Denise Richards should probably subscribe to her daughter's OnlyFans content. I don't know if this is true or not. I think that when you pay for an OnlyFans subscription to somebody's account, you'll see whatever content they've actually posted before, but they will post personal stuff for you as well.
That's what I thought. For a price.
So that personal stuff is private. I think it's private. Pretty sure it's private. Why wouldn't it be?
Because if it's private, that means you have to keep doing the same thing over and over again for different people. Why can't you just say...
Well, that's called, you know, the oldest trick in the book. What are you talking about?
Because I wonder, can you, like, do something and then... No, because then you'd be like... Because you can converse with the person, right?
I think so. I don't know.
It's like a virtual champagne room.
I believe it is. I don't know.
Because there's no sex.
I don't know. Well, there's no sex. There's virtual. Like, I'm sure
no
there's
touchy,
virtual.
Touchy. Well,
how can you touch? You're on a screen.
Right.
But I would be tempted if I had the money just for research to join and report back to you. But I don't have the money. So if somebody wants to open a GoFundMe so John Van Camp can... OnlyFans count and see what it's all about, then I'll report back here. How's that?
No.
I like that.
Now, I know that you are a below deck junkie.
Oh, yeah. I am.
Yeah, I think you've seen just about every below deck.
No, I'm missing the last two episodes of Down Under.
Well, and I am too, actually.
I did not see last night's episode of the premiere of Med. Season 7 of Med.
No, I haven't seen the premiere of Med.
Yeah.
And I'm wanting to, and then I'm behind on
Down Under.
The sexy captain.
Captain Jason. Yeah.
Dang, Gina. There's my eye candy.
Yeah.
Last night, season 7.
He's eye candy for everybody. Oh man. They show him, too. Like, shirt off. He's like...
I know.
Thirst, man. Total thirst on that dude.
A
lot of thirst down under.
Well, you know, it's like, finally, fine, because there's plenty of girl candy. There's plenty of... Like, I know there's plenty of eye candy for you. Look, but it's like, finally, there's someone that's worth looking
at. Two things they do on Down Under, and I've watched I'm out. I've seen every episode. I love this show. Two things about the women they get. Uh-huh. They get really, they also get really good looking men. The yachties are pretty.
Yes.
And they usually have an accent.
Yes.
And sometimes they do a little girl on girl flirtation, which every red blooded American male is just fine with that. Thank you very much. Those are the staples. Anyway, what you were going to talk about Down Under.
But thank you for Captain Jason. Anyway, last night, season 7 premiere of Below Deck.
Don't
Med.
Spoil this for me. Don't spoil this for me.
No, it's not going to spoil it for you.
What happened?
It found.
I got to know. What happened? I'm going to go home after the show and I'm going to watch it. It's on Peacock.
It found the new crew and yacht in peril.
No, really?
As the stabilizer stopped working.
Ooh.
And the vessel was tossed about quite a bit. So much so. Things started falling over and glass was breaking.
Ew.
I know.
Ew. That happens on the sailing ship.
And then what happened?
Down under. What happened?
To be continued.
Are you kidding me? I hate that.
So see, I didn't spoil it because I can't spot. So actually, the crew members and Captain Sandy, they've already been approached by the media as to what happened.
Well, yeah, because they've already shot the season. So, and they're going to be on, you know, Andy Cohen at the end of the season.
Of course.
They're going to recap the whole season.
Yeah, but that's at the end.
Yeah,
we're talking about right now, though.
Yeah. So,
Captain Sandy said that it's nothing that hasn't happened to her before.
She says that about everything.
But that's never fun.
Well, of course it's never fun. I love her, by the way.
She's great.
She's great. And she doesn't take any crap off of anyone. She's been she's been a captain for 28 years now, and
she's awesome.
She's fantastic. She lives in Colorado. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
She's a big Denver Broncos fan.
Yeah. Oh well, we can't all be perfect.
Anyway, love that show, and now I've got to go see what happened because I love to see it when the ship is tossed. Have you ever watched the one that's the sailing ship? That's the scary one. Because when they go into full sail and they put the jib up, the whole thing leans. It lifts 40 degrees and everything in the boat goes to that side.
See, my spouse is a big, he's a big Below Deck fan.
We all are. Guys are. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not that I'm not. It's just that he watches them all without me.
Oh. So, but you can do it. You can watch them on your phone. So there. See? You're welcome. With our apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.